Secure Channel 7?
7 secure. Did you do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys from my barbershop quartet are dead, so... No, not really.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from statistics, she'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
Too shy or too scared?
Too busy!
Experience Amazon Fresh and lost her goddamn mind.
Oh yeah. Oh, she's up there now.
No, she came. She's the one that brought down all the stuff. She's back now. Mm-hmm.
But she was up there to experience it.
Yeah, and she lost. She ordered two apples.
Two apples.
Two.
Just to be like.
Just one.
Yeah, fine.
2 hours and 15 minutes later.
Damn.
Gentleman came to the house with a green bag, knocked, and dropped off two apples. Not two bags of apples. Two. Two.
That's
and she said, I'm never
going but back. But she's back.
Yeah, she had to. Something about deportation.
Immigration, no millionaire issues. Anyways, hi and welcome to the Indie Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damon.
And this is Douglas, and I'm wondering why Damon is like...
It's hesitant.
Damon, it's like he didn't remember that his name was Damon.
It's because... I'm looking at the movies I have to pick, and I'm so...
What movies are we picking?
Norway.
So this is going to be our fantasy episode for the month, April gone by, and...
Someone sounds happy. Someone sounds very happy.
I
want to know why.
I don't know.
Do we want to do drafts first, or do we want to talk about the month? Let's talk about the month first,
so
all right.
The backstabbing can be...
So let's talk about the movie. So this month gone by, I have the Excel sheet up so that I can... look at the numbers. For the month of April, in last place, not having found any numbers for... Well, actually, I should look on the site, so I should do this. Because this weekend was when The Quiet Ones was released.
It came out to less than stellar reviews and numbers.
The Quiet Ones, Douglas's pick for this month gone by...
April.
...has hit with this first weekend with an estimated... $4 million.
Yes!
That's like...
I just won the month.
Like $8 million more than my movie.
Damien's...
My movie is actually losing money. We've never seen this before.
Damien's Transcendence, which I think was it's 2 weeks ago now.
Johnny Depp is literally paying people out of pocket.
He's at $14 million before this weekend counted. I haven't looked at what this weekend is for Transcendence.
As punishment for watching his shitty,
movie. The winner for the month of April, without any hesitation, is...
Our competition
is Captain America, the Winter Soldier, my film, before this weekend, which I haven't looked at the numbers for, has raked in roughly $210 million. So that's
raked.
April, guys.
He said raked.
So none of us have seen The Quiet Ones. Have any of us seen Transcendence?
None of us will see Transcendence.
No, I haven't seen Transcendence.
Or will you? Nor will you. Nope. I'm not watching it. So.
We have, all watched Captain America the Winter
Soldier. On your left.
I want to start with Douglas, because he is the most negative.
Why would you do
of
that?
This film.
Oh,
you're a bad person. You deserve it.
So, I just want to preface this
memories of Avengers.
Exactly. Remember... Avengers.
Another written apology it is.
So dead set against Avengers the first time I watched it. Then
I
rewatched it. I saw it again later in the year and I just absolutely adored it. So I am honestly hoping that this is yet another case of that. But at the moment, let's just say I'm not very pleased with this movie. I did not like Captain America when I watched it. It just, to me, it felt long. It felt boring. And what action there actually was in this movie, finally, after the first 5 hours of walking and talking and on
there
the
left. There was action like in every 5 minutes of that movie.
And Peggy and all of that bullshit.
Hey, don't you dare say anything bad about Peggy.
Too little, too late, as far as I'm concerned. But as I say to you, I don't want to go too hardcore in terms of my hatred for this movie, because I really do want
to
watch it.
You're
going to
come back later this year with the hardcore.
Yeah, I want to watch it a second time and see what, you know, shakes out.
So are you saying you don't want to rate it today?
I don't want to rate it today, but you can pretty much figure out where I would rate it right
now. So you're at the 5, right? Okay, he has a 5. I'm
sorry, Q isn't a rating. It's a number system, sir.
So the Winter Soldier, he has a metal arm, he's super fast, super strong, and he
can't
pretty
shoot
much
shoots
ships. Everything the right way. It's just that Captain is better. I adored this movie. I shouldn't even go that far, because then Damon's going to be like, why isn't this a 4? I like this movie a lot. Brr. It was this thing where, like, in my mind, I split it up into two movies, where the first half was this kind of fun, enjoyable buddy cop movie with Captain America and Black Widow. And you had Falcon showing up towards the end of it. And then the crazy, amazing action ending with Falcon, with all of the things going on, including some dumb Matrix-esque computer stuff going on in this movie, and Sam Jackson being Sam Jackson, I really enjoyed it. It's a dumb action movie, and people have, like, when I was reading about this online, people have kind of talked about it being smarter than most of the Marvel movies. I don't think it's that smart.
That's not a high bar, though. Smarter than all of the Marvel movies, like all those smart ones, like
Hulk. Hulk is smart.
Iron Man. No, they were all pretty dumb. Dumb some action movies.
I liked it. I gave it a 3. It was a pretty fun movie. Dumb is like, finally.
No, sorry. I've been looking for the latest file that you shared on Google Drive. And for some reason, I couldn't get it, so I had to actually go through my emails to figure out where you shared it. And finally, I found the right one.
Your life is so hard. I don't know.
Damien, you and the Winter Soldier have a special relationship, a special kinship.
I'm going to give it a 3 just to spite Andrew. because I'm a bad person. It is better than all other Marvel movies, with the exception of the Avengers ending. So it is a 4. It tells a better story. It has consistent kung fu and kung foolery. And
I remember
towards the end, there was a gigantic ass fight scene, because you have to do that now. It just didn't match up the Avengers one, because there's no Hulk and no Thor and no smashing of giant shit and no punching. But it was still pretty awesome. Take nothing away from this movie. This movie it is funny. It is awesome. And everyone should watch it. Except, not the amount of... Like, I cannot believe that...
And
I thought it... Like, Douglas, think about it. If any other summer movie came out,
this would just create a vacuum of cash. Like, just suck it in. But it didn't. Why?
The kids are still in school.
I thought that by the time April came to a close, we'd be like, well,
this game was fun.
I guess we're going to hope that hell freezes over. This movie had a month to make $1 billion and did not.
And everyone is kind of talking about, like, the future, talking about the box office, because with all of these big budget movies, we know a lot of the plannings years in advance, and Captain America 3 is kind of planned for 2016 on the same weekend as Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
And people are now pointing the finger at Marvel, going, Marvel, you might need to shift out of that.
Think if anybody blinks in this match of chicken, I don't think it's Marvel that's going to have to. If everything shakes out exactly where it is, clearly, you know, both sides are going to lose a little bit. But I would think the winner, or the smaller loser, would be Marvel. I would think that Marvel would definitely, with Avengers, come on.
No, Captain.
No, sorry, America. Captain America. Whatever. I think
it would be post Avengers too.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think by the time Batman Superman comes out, we wouldn't have had a Batman movie for a long ass time.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have had a Superman movie for a good while.
Please remember, a lot of people don't like that movie.
Yeah. That's all. Well, a lot of people didn't like the first Batman movie either. And then the Dark Knight hit, and there was a hole. What money
for
was
all those
into.
People who don't like Superman? They love the Dark Knight,
right?
I hope Batman kicks Superman in the face.
But please remember, how much has Avengers beaten Batman in terms of, when I say Batman, any one of the three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Avengers
is number one,
Avengers,
right?
Crushed.
So,
yeah.
If we're going by that logic, then of the Dark Knight was this big, Avengers was bigger.
Yeah.
You know?
But Avengers had a lot of properties. Batman only had Batman.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask people to name superheroes, the two names that come first are Batman and Superman.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you put them in a movie, and this will be the first time they've been in a movie, there will be the hole that was supposed to happen for this fool's movie. I am 100% sure.
And honestly, can
I tell
you?
If you had to choose between the Batman and Superman,
no, I'm not choosing. I'm just going to watch
or
both.
The ninth.
No.
The 19th Marvel movie.
That's not a question you ask me, because I'm just going to watch both. But if I were to
opening weekend,
I'm going on both on the opening weekend.
Imagine you had to make a choice.
Yeah,
this 1 8 o'clock movie. You have to go to one.
Boy,
you know you're
honestly,
going back.
I would go, no. I would go to Captain
you
America.
Are going to hell.
Actually,
you don't even like this movie.
That's
I expect to like Captain America
before the end of the year. But let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I think a lot of people or some people are not
going to
think Superman versus Batman is this great thing. It could still work out.
Yeah, because Superman
but
and Batman.
You've always got, and everybody always makes fun of this, right? This dynamic, if you're talking about, and if this truly is Batman versus Superman as opposed to Batman with Superman, which they could probably change it into, or that's what they're thinking.
The rom-com we've always been waiting.
Exactly. But even if it's that, there's always this kind of weirdness of, so you guys realize Superman could just pick up Batman and throw him into space and he's done. There's this thing that Batman, yeah, he's cool, but he's not a superhero. He's just a guy. Superman has super strength. He can fly. He can fire laser beams out of his eyes.
Cut this here because at the end of the day, we're not really talking about Batman versus Superman. This is a dumb argument. We got into stupid things. We're talking about Captain America too. So Douglas, take your Batman hatred and go elsewhere.
Oh, the Dark Knight, I hate you so much.
He's Captain America, but you're going to watch it first. Over the Batman Superman movie. Yep, I'm an idiot. That's right, Douglas.
Before we move on, there are a couple of movies from previous months that we hadn't talked about.
Wait, but hold on, stop. You do realize that there was a blockbuster this year that we still haven't, not this year, this month we still haven't talked about. It was a blockbuster about God and rock people. It's called
that
Noah.
Was actually March. I was coming to all of those in a moment.
No.
That was a March release in the States. We kind of
talked about
the March episode.
I apologize. I fucked up talking to all of these things. I screwed up.
You were busy dreaming up lies about movies you're not going to watch.
So as I was saying, there were movies in previous months that we hadn't been able to see.
That's a lie.
We were finally talking about them now. I think the first one we can talk about, as Douglas tried to get us into, is Noah, the Darren Aronofsky film, which is teetering on 100 million. I don't know the exact figure.
They took our jobs.
Guys, I love Noah. Noah is brilliant. And I'm saddened that there are people out there who are not of the religious angle who hate this movie. Like, I'm willing to forgive those people out there who get religious angry at this movie.
Aren't you holy?
and walk out. Like, fine. You decided to be angry at this movie because you took something in there that doesn't quite fit.
They changed
the
thing.
It's fine. It's cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm alright. I understand you being angry.
No, you do not.
Or at least let me put it this way, I've gotten used to that response, and I'm not going to have that argument anymore.
Patronizing.
But for those people out there who didn't get that reaction, who decided other than that, to not like this movie. I feel sorry for them. This movie is fantastic. I love it.
Boring. There was only one use of a fire sword, which I was explicitly promised in the trailer.
The trailer promised you one use of a fire sword.
You cannot have a single use of a fire sword. This is horseshit.
But the thing I love about this movie, and it's the more and more I think about it, is...
Fire swords.
Is there something here that can break?
Probably not. Ah, it burns. The fire sword hit me. Help.
And it's Aronofsky's his attempt at the very least to kind of bring myth and reality together, because
Andrew, I think you should just continue. I'm sorry,
continue.
So for Douglas, we generally have to point at him to make him laugh. For you, we just have to be silent and you'll just keep. Come on. No, you're done.
I'm better.
You're done. So basically, the thing about this movie is there's a story of Noah. There was a guy who got a message from God, said, Bill...
A guy.
He was a regular, everyday guy.
Yeah, he got a mission from God.
Right. Don't make me love this movie more for a Blues Brothers joke, Douglas. Don't make me love this movie more. And he built this ark to save the creation, and he saves creation. Uh-huh. It's simple as that. But Aronofsky kind of brings a little bit of reality into this movie where I've never had these questions before, because I guess I've never really thought that much about this story. But the idea of... Imagine if you saw, you as not Noah, you someone else in the world, just saw things around you and you're like, where are all these birds going in that direction? And you find out there's a man with an ark who thinks that craziness is going to happen. You're either A, going to decide he's crazy, or B, forcefully take the ark so that you can live too. And he brought in those kind of elements into this show, which I love. And to me, my favorite aspects of this movie comes actually in the last third. Between the creationist story, which I think is just gorgeous and amazing, and a little bit of a fuck you to those people who take the Bible very literally. And also the very crazy nature that he gives Noah towards that last third. Because it's something that I truly amaze at, because the movie is going... It's basically saying that you... I know I've said because a lot, and Douglas is laughing. No, that's not why. It's basically saying that this guy who, in this reality, has to take everything so seriously, logics out a certain idea as to what he believes he was told, and goes the full mile in exacting that idea in happening. And I appreciate Aronofsky for taking me that far into this story. Like, it could have been simple, save the world, done, right? But the fact that he went that far, I applaud him. I love it. And for anyone who hasn't seen the movie yet, I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.
So I guess 2?
About a set.
I'll go second. I kind of want to see where Damien comes out.
Because he didn't get enough fire sword.
Because, exactly. You see, the thing is, I wonder if Demon's just messing with us. Or if he's actually going to give this
fire
a 0.
Sword.
But anyway, I also give this movie a 4, and ditto to everything that you just said. Oh my god, Andrew Noah is a dick.
Fire sword.
And that's just so great to watch. And as you say, you know, if some dude is building a really big boat to keep all of the animals 2x2 inside of, and I, as a normal person, realize this, what do? I try and get a ticket.
I should, however, minus a point for it not making a cubit joke.
Or are you hearing Zumba?
This movie is essentially 2012.
It's essentially 2012. It's 2012 plus, like,
Jesus.
Well, forget Jesus.
What?
There is Jesus in there, but let's forget that. It's 2012 plus, like, really good acting and like really good storytelling. Because 2012, as much as I enjoyed it, the story's like kind of not there.
Yeah, but they didn't promise me a fire sword.
They didn't.
What they promised me, they delivered.
Okay.
They blew the shit up out of this world.
Okay, great. So I'd like to hear from you because we've got 2 4 star reviews here. Uh-huh. I'd like to hear from you. What did they promise you? What did you get? What did you expect? Where do you land?
I was promised fire swords.
You only got the one, right?
Which I got the one from the trailer, so that doesn't count. Right? Then, instead of fire swords, they replaced them with some rock demons, which... Who gives a shit about... I've seen those for years. And they were lumbering. Right? And Jennifer Connelly didn't age a day. Which you guys found
yes,
hilarious.
That was a funny joke. That was a funny joke.
Because
Wooderson lives.
In true Aronofsky fashion, he found the bleakest story you could tell and then pulled it. And there was no... he put his foot down and there was no ease up. He says, I'm just going to keep this bleak for the entire runtime. You should have known this. My name's Aronofsky. You go, yeah, but there's so many places here where you could, you know, inject a little... No? Never? Please? No? Alright, fine. This show is bleak. It is about the end of the world, so it should be. And it's probably my second favorite end of the world movie. Still makes it a 4.
So, less than 2012? 2012 is the top?
2012 is my favorite.
Okay.
Which one's number one?
I'm not going to tell
you. No, you're not to tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to live with not knowing. Or you could just keep guessing.
It's deep blue.
Well, yeah. I thought the world was coming to an end after I saw that. LL Cool J is in a movie. He's rapping about a shark. The apocalypse is coming.
What was this song? Something like Deepest Bluest?
My heart is like a shark skin. Yep. Remember when you guys liked LL Cool J?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then he...
I still think his first album is awesome.
You're wrong as shit. This movie is incredible. Like, already I'm biased about Darren Aronofsky, ignoring you two idiots.
Going back to Cali.
He's made a couple of my absolute favorite movies. I keep forgetting that he made The Wrestler.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of sad.
Me too, that was a great movie.
It's a great movie, and it's the one from him that I don't... I've never watched it again. Never felt the need
a few times.
I watched it a couple times when it came out, but since then, yeah.
There are some other movies that he's put out that I've watched many more times.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, probably.
It's great. The move, Noah is great. Douglas hates the phone, but Noah is essentially the phone.
Without space.
Without space. With a tree? No, there was trees. Well, yeah. You guys, more people should have watched, no? It won't happen. We knew it wouldn't. I'm glad to see it made 100, which means Aronofsky will get more money.
Lives to fight another
to
day.
Make more madness. Like, how does he keep me? Like, Black Swan, The Wrestler, this...
Black Swan was a movie. Like, that was the first one that broke 100 for him. And everyone was like, yeah, Darren Aronofsky's going to get money to make movies now. And that was the first run through.
Yeah, he's like, how about I throw all of that goodwill away? Going to annoy the Christians?
Yeah.
Fire swords. There wasn't more fire swords, though.
But you got Captain America later, so...
Fair.
Trade off?
Alright, whatever.
Alright. Another movie that... we've now gotten to catch up with Douglas. He finally saw That Awkward Moment. His January pick.
Yep. Yes, I did. Oh, you want me to talk about it? Okay, listen.
Let's hope.
No. Mm-hmm. There is no way that I can logically justify what I'm about to say.
Alright.
Just to say that
This is the worst thing you've ever seen.
I really like this movie.
You I'm going to give 13 people
3 out of 4, mm-hmm. right? And let me tell you, I view this movie, and again, this is why I can't justify anything. I view this movie the same way I view Friends with Benefits, right? Ah, there you go, Andrew. You see, as soon as I say that name, you just, you know, you have a nice little chuckle. And anytime that movie's on TV, I'll watch it because it's great.
How many times have you watched Friends with Benefits?
You'll watch it because it's great.
I'd like to challenge you to watch that awkward moment at the same moment. I went to
the movies and I watched Friends with Benefits, and I've seen it on TV a bunch of times, and I've actually gone out of my way to watch it at least one more time. So I've probably seen it maybe four or five times at this point, if not more. And Friends with Benefits has its problems. It's not good.
It's fun.
And you know, it kind of does all the things that you know it's going to do before it does it. And guess what? It ends up doing those things. And you're fine with that because it's just a fun time, as you said. And I feel the same about this movie. This movie does all the things that you know it's going to do. And you're okay. Because at the end of the day, you laughed through most of the movie. You enjoyed watching most of the movie. And, you know, it's just a fun time. It's just enjoyable. I'm not saying go out there and everybody in the world watch this movie. I'm just saying I enjoyed it. And I look forward to watching it again.
So I watched this movie with Douglas. Let me explain to you exactly what this movie is, Damien. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you think it is.
It's bad.
Right? It is that romance movie. However... Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I will give it this.
What?
It's that romance movie your girl would make you watch and you wouldn't poke your eyes out while watching. You would live through it. The thing that makes this movie kind of alright, mm-hmm. are two things specifically.
Right.
Number one, between Michael B. Jordan, Miles Teller, and
can you say his name properly, please?
Give me a moment.
Between
God damn it.
It's so easy.
Michael B. Jordan, Miles Teller, and Zac Efron, when they are alone together in the movie, it's relatively fun. And as a nice little side note, there is possibly the best Wire joke at the end. So if you've seen The Wire, you're going to find that the funniest thing in the world. Watch the credits. Yep. Otherwise, this movie's garbage.
I know what's going to happen.
I still give this movie a 1, Douglas.
String of Bell-Blast.
I think that means I get a 2.
Yeah. Where is Wallace?
And the last movie that we were able to catch up with months gone by is the Kevin Hart and Ice Cube Buddy Cop. that's racist, sir. This is not movie making. Buddy Cop film from January, And guys, this movie is the worst film ever made. Fuck this movie, it's a 1 out of 4. I don't want to talk about this movie. But Damien, you saw it.
No.
Damien, did you watch it too?
Yeah.
No. Why would you do that?
Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Right. Andrew described a movie that was so bad, it would have given me and several generations of my children cancel.
Are you still talking about Right or Wrong?
Yes.
So saying that movie.
Yeah. Andrew was like, David, this movie, it is actively on fire and is finding ways to hurt you both mentally and physically. I went, holy shit. I have to see this movie. I need to see what happened. I mean, I know this movie was going to be good. My God, man. Turns out Andrew's a dick. Look, guys.
So you're saying a 4?
Kevin Hart and one of the Ices are in this movie, right?
Ice tea.
Which, I don't care.
Cube. Vanilla ice?
One of them.
Shaved ice?
Chopped ice, crushed ice. We can continue this joke.
I'm trying to figure out any other slush ice wrappers that I should mention.
Ice.
Dr. Ice. Are we done? Good.
I see.
Mm-hmm. No? No? Nothing else? Good.
Ice Moni.
Uh-huh. We just need to continue.
Ice, cool ice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
You scream, I scream. We all scream. Nope. All right. The movie.
The Abominable Iceman.
Yep.
Oh, Andrew.
All right, we can just keep doing this then.
The movie. I'm done.
You done?
I'm done.
You on this side? Hmm? Sir Chelsea of Nottingham. Are you finished? Hmm? Of Iceland. Hmm? No? So the movie.
Ice Monsters with Attitude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll only cut a little of this.
Good. The movie. Idiots.
Ride Along.
Yes, the movie Ride Along is not actually on fire. In fact, while being so far away from good, because Andrew had adjusted my expectation to such a low number, I came away watching this movie going, I think Andrew saw a different movie. And so I'm giving this movie two. This movie's a two.
Wait.
It's not terrible.
It still stays as a one.
Yeah, it's still a one.
Okay, fine. I'll leave it at that. Because I was just like, damn it, now I have to watch this movie to bring it back down to one, but I don't.
No, it's still a one.
Oh, you don't have to do anything.
But it's not.
But you could accidentally watch it and accidentally like it.
Nope.
For a four.
Nope.
No.
That'd give him a two.
Yeah.
You'd have given yourself the lowest number. If you change the rule, if your average is higher than your rating,
you get
your average.
Nope.
New rules.
That's actually a fun rule.
We can talk about that next year.
Next year.
New rules. It's not that, it's not that bad. It really isn't. It's a dumb, the movie you guys watch and thought you like, which you don't. Upward move. It's bad, but it's not bad enough to be on fire. Yeah, I'm talking about you, lunatic.
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
Unless he's talking about Noah, I don't know what movie he's talking to me about.
Talking to you.
The movie he gave a four.
He gave his own movie a three, which is why we should make it average. Well, technically it does average.
It works out to a three. And if he even
Captain.
And even if he uses it a one, it'll still average a three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
Talking numbers for a minute.
What?
So far, with the first 4 months of the year gone by, Douglas, with four films, we're not counting the quiet ones because that isn't actual final numbers.
And it's not a real movie.
In total, before scaling, has managed just over 145 million. With ratings involved, I'm coming there.
No, I'm saying you can just use the final one.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say it all because I think.
No, I'm saying all those figures are in the final one. Like the total and the fantasy points are in the final.
Douglas has just over 145 million total. Scaled with his ratings, has managed almost 42 million.
What, really?
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
But with your bonus.
No, with...
I'm just joking.
Damien, in total, with four films, has managed almost 423 million in total.
Making it rain.
Scaled the movies that he's actually rated, just over 79 million.
Have you not watched the Lego movie?
No.
No, he hasn't.
Why would you not do that?
You didn't go to watch a movie. And myself, with seven movies released so far, has managed a grand total of 569.5 million.
Three entire movies more than me.
Scaled, I managed 285 million, a touch over.
I can catch you.
So for our draft today,
that means Douglas goes first.
Douglas is in pole position, Damien second, and myself last. So
My plan backfired because I said it on air.
Yeah, you did.
Not watching any of my own movies.
I just want to acknowledge.
These movies suck that much, anyways.
I just want to acknowledge that
this was part of your plan.
It was not part of my plan at all. I screwed up. I screwed the pooch. Yep. But my substitute, Rio Park 2, did bank this month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, we didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about that.
It banked a good amount of money.
It did. Yes. I think it almost got to 2, if not over 2.
Rio 2 is at, estimated this weekend, 96 million.
Wow, I was bad. No,
it will be your first blockbuster.
I thought it was like much more than that.
Oh. I like to see that movie made more money than any movie in Douglas's roster so far.
Anything. Of course, I'll never watch it.
And he doesn't have any Fast and Furious this year to make up for the bullshit that he did.
He does have the Farmer of Trance.
And I also have a lot of other things. I have, at the end of the year, the big boy.
Also to be noted as we go into the draft, I have something to be substituted as one of my substitutes. Jane Gottagon has been pushed to next year.
Boo!
So I have an extra pick.
This is poor shit.
So Andrew, fearless leader, tell us how this draft is going to go.
So you will be first.
Okay.
Damien second, myself third. Mm-hmm. And you, number one, do not have to draft a film today if you do not want to.
Right.
Right? You can draft up to your 4 left picks today, or as many up to 4. Mm-hmm. And then we will do the rest at the end of summer.
Yep.
If you want. And that's basically it. We will be. I will do my last substitute change last.
Mm-hmm.
We will do all of the regular draftings. No. Mm-hmm. So since you're in pole position,
is he in pole position? I don't know if he is. That means first.
Well, it's
pole position.
The pole.
First.
I am probably above the pole. The pole is getting ready to.
Why are we being racist against Polish people? So first thing.
What?
I'm pretty sure whatever I was being a while ago.
How long were you just thinking
about
that?
Whatever I was being a while ago, racist was not
it. Sad. Disturbingly quick.
Okay, I was looking at a bunch of movies today, and I'm still not 100% sure about this. But I think that my first pick is going to be Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson.
Moves it to make 13 cents. It's lost in goddamn money. Okay. When is it coming out?
That is scheduled for August 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't really have much to go up against.
November is coming.
Fuck. That was my second pick.
Pixar and Disney have a movie coming out.
Oh, no. Okay, good.
It's called Da Good Dinosaur.
Wait, hold on.
Where is that?
That's not on the list.
It's a good dinosaur.
That's not on the list.
What list?
The list that was sent.
I don't know what list you're talking about.
You can't get it if it's not on the
list. Thought we were just picking movies.
No, we're picking movies from the list.
And The Good Dinosaur isn't until next year.
Oh, even better. All right, scrap that.
Like, that's next year, November. Like, I heard of that one.
Wow. That's really
actually, we should let him pick that.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. Because, you know what? If somebody don't know to follow
the
rules...
And of course, the money between this year being...
I didn't see the list.
I emailed it to you guys.
Yeah.
Didn't pay attention. Is The Equalizer on the list?
Yes.
I'm taking The Equalizer.
The Equalizer, are you sure that's on the list?
Yes, it is.
I didn't see that at all. I see it here.
It's marked down as the 26th.
Oh, it's in September. That's why. I didn't really pay too much attention to movies after the summer. So The Equalizer, what's that movie? Can somebody
that please? Denzel Washington.
Moritz. Action movie.
Chloe Moritz?
Okay.
Mm. In September. Keep making grunts.
I'm going to go ahead and hope that my trick of last year works again.
Okay, so this is comedies then.
And hope my August comedy banks just like Where the Millers did. I'm going to Let's Be Cops.
I have that on my list, but I don't think. Boy, Andrew, I'm not certain about that one. But we'll see. Maybe Nick and Coach can pull in the crowd. For my second movie, should I take a second movie?
Adam Sandler's.
All right, for my second movie, I'm going to make a bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a bet I'm not sure about.
Mm-hmm.
A bet on the old and the new. I'm going to pick a movie with the old James Bond,
mm-hmm.
twinned with the new James Bond girl,
mm-hmm.
called November Man. It is a movie starring Pierce Brosnan and Olga Kurylenko.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about...
she's only in Hot Bangers.
I know, right? But it's about a former CIA guy, and mm-hmm. he's how it is. He gets pulled back in, kind of.
Olga Kurylenko.
Yeah.
That means an interesting choice, Douglas.
Yeah. Which means
you want
to
know why I think that's very interesting?
$0.
Why? Because you're playing against yourself as you play the same weekend with The Loft, which is already selected by you.
The Loft is my movie?
Yes.
It's not mine.
Oh, I saw that somebody got The Loft, and I looked at it, and I was like, who got that? That movie looks stupid.
And I had it color-coded.
I don't know what the colors mean.
Same ones that are here. I showed you.
You mean in the file that I don't look at anymore? Sorry, because I just don't understand it.
Yeah, because it has color and makes sense to humans.
It does not make sense to anybody.
But then again, The Loft is a substitute of yours. So
oh, there we go.
Maybe it's that you don't. Maybe it's that you've given up on that movie.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what happened. I looked at it because I was like, somebody has a Loft. Let me see what this works. So what this looks like. And I looked at it and I'm like, this movie doesn't look that great. So I suppose whatever. And guess what? These are two smaller movies. Not smaller movies, but two movies that I'm not sure about. So maybe they'll be, you know, those kind of movies where both of them are like number one, but number one with, say, 50 million every weekend, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
dream.
Also, The Loft could never come up. It's a substitute, as you say.
Shit. So my July, I only have one movie so far. It's the movie that is going to win July. So I'm not really worried. But just in case you dirtbags try to steal money from me in July, I will counter you with Sex Tape.
Yeah. That's if it wasn't for the fact that I have a movie coming out the same day,
mm-hmm.
I would have picked that one.
Yeah.
I kinda really like that trailer.
Alright, so
yeah,
I'm,
it looks great.
I'm crushing July, is what I'm doing.
But what is that up against? I think it's up against a big
movie.
It's
up against Hercules.
Hercules. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, big. So Dawn will come out
and
destroy
Step
everyone.
Up All In. Those are the movies it's against. Which is Damien's substitute.
Oh, here is another reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is Guardians of the Galaxy. That's why I was also like, you know what? It probably won't even get that second week money.
It will be... counter-programming to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
I'll watch Cameron Diaz be naked instead of watching trees shoot
people. Cameron
Diaz
is not going to be naked. And you know
close
this.
Enough.
I don't need to know that.
You'll have a butt double.
Right. A man can dream, Douglas.
Lucy is yellow in my phone.
First of all,
how
that's
did that racist. Happen?
Because I'm updating.
Chinese.
The bad person.
Well, I've been
okay, so Andrew.
And Andrew, that's not how you use colors. You have to make them slaves first. Aha!
You're just like, I know I'm in that stage where Andrew's going to cut a lot of shit out of the show.
So
like,
why not?
All jokes.
Just be racist.
Mm-hmm. You know, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up against my own movie and I'm going to go... I'm going to go straight into November,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to take up Fury.
Fury? What's that?
Fury is the new David Ayer film.
Mm-hmm.
It
will make a bag of money.
With Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about World War II,
mm-hmm.
and it's an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not?
Wait, you're not going up against yourself in November. You have nothing in November.
I have Dumber than Dumber and Dumber.
Exactly. You have nothing in November.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what November
you know
looks
what,
for the next
week,
two people.
The week after that is?
It's Big Hero
Hunger
6
Games.
And Hunger Games. And Horrible Bosses 2 and Interstellar.
Oh, wait, I mean,
so
see,
you are boned come November. You've made terrible decisions. Yeah. Don't worry. December you'll work it out with Into the Woods.
Oh my goodness.
And Exodus.
No, I'm done. I don't have any other.
Damon is done.
I am donezo.
And I will be done. However, just for additions, my substitute repick. My substitute. I'm going to go ahead and take up, just for the sake of doing it, the July film Into the Storm. Because I don't really know what it's about.
That was one, yeah. But
it's a new Twister movie.
It looks cool, but it has nobody in there except, like, the wife that died from Walking Dead.
Like, it looks like it would be interesting, and I'm hoping it could be one of those mystery things where somehow everyone goes like, what's that about? And they end up going anyway.
So is that your
it's
substitute?
It's going to be a substitute.
Oh, okay.
It's Twister Pathway.
Yeah. It looks, the graphics look awesome.
The graphics.
It looks cool. But we shall see if the machine will ramp up closer to the time. Because right now, I didn't even know what that movie was. The only reason I've seen the trailer is because I was downstairs for like a half hour just looking at all the movies and searching all of their trailers to see if there was anything I wanted to watch or that looked like it would do good.
So our next additional draft will be at the end of the last week in August, at the end of the summer. So we can say goodbye to any movie we haven't picked over the summer.
Yeah. Bye, movie.
So, Douglas, you didn't want to pick Mood Indigo?
No, well, I can't. I've watched it already. It's against the rules.
Did you watch it?
Or Magic in Moonlight by Woody Allen coming out in the summer.
Why wouldn't you? Listen, I'm not a Woody Allen man in this house. I like him, but you love him.
Did anyone pick
no
Boyhood?
No choice. Nobody picking Boyhood. Richard Linklater's Boyhood coming out
in the summer. And I'm playing that game.
Finally saw that trailer and went, I knew!
No. I'm going to love that movie. I haven't seen the trailer.
No, I'm not going to pick it for this. I'm not
going to
make $3.
It's going to make $0.
Have you guys watched Everyday
yet? I have something
yet?
To win.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Never. Okay, so I guess that's the end of this month's fantasy podcast. Nothing else much to say. I hope that both of these guys lose horrendously and all of their movies suck donkey balls level of shit. Does that make any sense? No? I'm gonna let it stay though.
Why is this but a trash talking? I didn't make it true. This is pathetic. He's actually trying.
Very bad at it.
I too hope your movies are not good and make insufficient money for with I Can Beat You with Bear Andrew, sir.
What is happening? No, it's going to be fun. It's going to cut out my section and just leave this. And I get to enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Guys out there listening, yeah, we're
they've come to, if they have to come to that conclusion already,
guess what?
Then please stop listening.
Let's go. Okay.
This I know. This I know. Yeah, hang on, let it sweat me, baby.